Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Let's have a word of prayer.
那我们有点祷告。
Father, we thank you for you are all God.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因为你是那位神。
You are our Lord, you are our Savior, our Provider.
你是我们的神，你是我们的救主，你是我们的供应者。
Lord, this morning we pray that you breathe, your life, your spirit to each of us.
今天早晨我们祷告，你把那个生命的气息吹进我们每个人的里面。
Speak to our hearts, Lord.
对我们的心来说话。
Bless your people.
来祝福你的百姓。
That we may accomplish your work on the earth.
让我们在地上能够来成就你的话语。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
This year we have seen a lot of events.
今年我们看见很多的事情的发生。
Whether it's the pandemic, the social and political conflicts.
我们看见这个疫情的发生，看见社会的动乱，看见政治的冲突。
And I think we have seen some of the hidden things in men's hearts are being revealed.
我们也看见说在人心里面那些隐藏的事情被显明出来。
I'd like to quote the words written by Thomas Paine in the cold winter of 1776 during the American Revolution War.
我要来引用托马斯·潘恩的话，他是在美国独立战争中间，在1776年寒冷的冬天里面，他所说的一句话。
These are the times that try men's souls.
这是一个来试验人的灵魂的时代。
At that time, George Washington and his army was in bad condition.
在那个时候，华盛顿将军和他的军队在一个很糟糕的光景里面。
The weather was harsh, and they received little support.
天气是很糟糕的天气，他们也没有外援。
So many people's hearts were shaken.
许多人的心被摇动了。
Difficult times tried men's souls back then, throughout the history, as well as to all of us today.
困难的时候就是对人的灵魂来拷问、来试验的时候，在那个时候是这样子，今天是这样子，在整个的人类历史中一直是这个样子。
Therefore, I think it's important to examine ourselves in the light of God's words.
我想有一件很重要的事情，就是我们要在神的话语的光中来查验我们心的光景。
To see what's in our hearts, the inner quality of our life.
来看看我们心的光景，来看看我们里面人的光景是怎么样的。
And see what the Lord is working in us.
我们要来看看说主在我们身上他做什么样的工作。
Well, I'd like to share from a very, passage that we are all familiar with, that is in Luke chapter 15.
我要来分享一段大家都很熟悉的经文，就是路加福音十五章的一段经文。
So if you have the Bible, please turn to Luke 15.
如果有圣经的话，请弟兄姊妹打开圣经。
Before we read the scriptures, I'd like to say something.
在我读圣经之前，我要跟大家有点交通。
In Luke 15, the Lord told us three famous stories.
在路加福音十五章里面，主给我们讲了三个很著名的故事。
The lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son.
第一个失羊的比喻，第二个是失钱的比喻，第三个是浪子的比喻。
And how they were found?
他们是怎么被找回来、被赎回来的
？Yeah, in these stories, we can see God's heart, how He desires no one to perish, and He goes all the way to seek and save us.
在这三个故事里面，我们看见说神的心，他不要一人成人，他要出去把他们找回来、赎回来。
But this time, when I meditated the scriptures.I felt the Lord shows me another perspective of these stories.
这一次当我来思想这一段经文的时候，主给我有不同的看见。
The word lost has much stronger sense in the original Greek language.
这个失散这个字在希腊原文里面有更重的意思。
It means to utterly destroy.
这个失散就是意思说就是毁坏。
So it is translated to perish in some passages.
在其他的一些地方可以翻译成就是毁灭的意思。
Yeah. Therefore, we were utterly destroyed before we were saved.
所以当我们被救赎回来之前，我们是被完全的毁坏的。
Even though we may not feel that way.
也许我们自己没有感觉到这一点。
But in His grace and mercy, He found us, and He is restoring us to the purpose that God created man.
但是在他的恩典和怜悯里面，他来寻找我们，他把我们恢复到起初神造我们所应该有的光景里面。
Now this chapter, this Luke 15, gives us a good picture of His restoration work.
这一段经文就是路加十五章，给我们一个很 好的图画，那我们看见说神恢复的工作是怎么样子。
We often consider them as three independent parables.
我们以前可能把它们当作三个不同的故事，单独的故事来看。
But actually, it is a threefold parable. It's one parable with three aspects.
那实际上的话呢，整张圣经是一个比喻，有三个不同的方面。
Yeah, each story has its emphasis to show an aspect of restoration.
每一个故事里面都有一个重点，要让我们来看神恢复工作的一个方面。
And together they show what the Lord is restoring in the lost man.
把他们三个放在一起，我们就看见说神在失散的人里面要做怎样恢复的工作。
Yeah, so these the three aspects are.
这下面我们就讲这三个方面。
One, the restoration of life.
第一个方面是对生命的恢复。
Two, the restoration of value and function.
第二个是对于这个价值和功用的恢复。
Yeah, the third is restoration of relationship.
第三个是关于这个生命的关系的恢复。
Yeah, today we will just focus on the first part of the parable, the restoration of life.
今天我们就着重第一个方面，就是关于生命的恢复。
And if the Lord willing, we'll talk about the other two in the future.
如果主允许的话，我们在将来有机会可以来分享其他两个方面。
So let's take a look at Luke chapter 15. We'll read from verse 1 to 7.
我们来读路加福音15章从第一节到第七节。
I'll quickly read in English because I know my brother can read in Chinese pretty quick too.
我们一块来，很快读一遍。
Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them. So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance.
路加福音十五章，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。耶稣就用比喻说，你们中间谁有100只羊，失去一只，不把这99只撇在旷野，去找那失去的羊，直到找着了？找着了，就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上，回到家里，就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说，我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，要比为99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
So the Lord uses the lost sheep and the shepherd to illustrate how he restores life.
主在这里用迷失的羊和一个牧人来让我们看见说他怎么来做生命的恢复的工作。
To fully understand it, we actually need to consider all the scriptures the Lord spoke about the sheep and the shepherd.
为了要全面的明白这个牧人和羊的关系，我们要来看其他的一些经文。
However, due to limitation of time, we'll just read a few.
因为时间的关系，我们只能选一些来读。
In John chapter 10, I think brothers and sisters all remember pretty well, the Lord Jesus says he's the good shepherd.
在约翰福音第十章里面提到说，主说他是好牧人。
And then we'll read John chapter 10, verse 10.
我们来读约翰福音十章十节。
I'll read first and then my brother will read in Chinese.
我先读英文，我弟兄们要读来中文。
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
约翰福音十章十节，盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
The Lord wants to restore life, not just to have a little, but to have it abundantly.
主要来做生命的恢复的工作，他不光只是恢复一点点的生命，他要来恢复到丰盛的生命。
This is wonderful.
这实在是很美好、很奇妙。
But how can we have life abundantly?
那我们怎么样能够得到这个丰盛的生命呢？
So I thought about three points to share with brothers and sisters.
我这里要跟大家分享三个点。
Number one, we're all familiar with Psalm 23.
第一点是关于这个诗篇23篇这里。
Yeah, I think we all know this song pretty well.
大家都很熟悉这首诗歌。
David painted the picture that he is a sheep under the protection and the provisioning of his shepherd, the Lord.
大卫在这里给我们画一幅图画，那我们看见说有一只羊在牧人的保护和供应底下。
However, we can see there's a turning point in his life in verse 3.
但是在第三节这里面，我们看见说这里面有一个转折点。
I'll read the verse 3.
我给大家读一下。
He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
他为自己的名引导我走义路。
Before that verse, David's life was good, but that was not enough.
在那节经文之前，大卫的生活是好的，但是不够好。
So only when his soul was restored, then he responded to the Lord's leading.To walk in the paths of righteousness.
但是只有当大卫的灵魂苏醒，为了主的在主的引导下面来走这条义路的时候，他的观念才足够好。
Yeah. And then we can see his capacity was enlarged.
我们看见说他生命的度量被增加了。
His knowledge and experience of the Lord became personal and deeper.
他对主的认识和经历变得更深了。
And his life was enriched.By the Lord himself.
他的生命因着主的缘故被变得更丰盛了。
So we can see here the turning point is righteousness.
我们这里看见说那个转折点就是公义。
Righteousness is the first step and then also the path.
公义是第一步也是那条路。
Not only we need to be justified that by faith.
我们不光是需要被因信称义。
But our life needs to experience and to reflectGod's righteousness as we follow him.
我们的生活需要来经历主的公义，并且能反映出主的公义来。
Remember the Lord said, in Matthew 6 that we should not worry for life or food or clothes.
记得在马太福音第六章，主告诉我们说，我们不要为生活忧虑饮食、忧虑衣服。
Yeah. And he continued to say that we should seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
主在那里说，我们要先求他的国，先求他的义。
Therefore, or in other words, when we seek his righteousness and walk in his righteous way,
换句话说，当我们来寻求主的义的时候，当我们来走这条义路的时候，
our life will be enriched, abundant, and fulfilling.
我们的生命就会加之重量，就会更丰盛，就会成就主的心意。
Yeah. So number one is in the path of righteousness.
第一点就是要走那个义路。
Number two.The abundant life is to be fruitful and multiply, as God told man in Genesis 1.
那个丰盛的生命是要结果子的生命，就像在创世纪第一章那里面告诉我们是要遍满全地。
And the parable, so this reminds us, this may be difficult to think about being fruitful and multiply when we consider a sheep's life.
那我们在想说结果子要生养这么多的时候，好像这怎么跟羊的生命连在一起呢？
But don't worry, the Lord has other illustration and parable to explain that.
但是不要着急，主还有其他的预言来比喻，能够来解释这件事情。
I think we are all familiar with the parable of sowing the seed in Matthew 13.
我们也很熟悉马太福音十三章里面关于那个撒种的比喻。
It's a good illustration of life growth and fruit bearing.
这是一个很好的比喻，让我们看见说生命怎么样能够生长，怎么样能够结果子。
There are four conditions.
在这里面提到四种观点。
Only the seed that fell on the good soil produced grain.
只有那个种子落在好土里面才能够结实百倍。
A hundredfold, sixtyfold, and thirtyfold.
一百倍、六十倍、三十倍。
In other words, how we can have abundant life depends on how we receive God's word as well as how we treat God's word.
换句话说，我们怎么样能够结果子有丰盛的生命呢？是跟我们新的观点很有关系。我们怎么样来接受神的话语？我们怎么样对待神的话语
？We need to constantly keep our heart as good soil.
我们需要一直不断的保守我们的心，让它成为好土。
Not just during the Sunday meeting or Bible study.
不光只是在主日聚会的时候，或者是在查经聚会的时候。
For the same parable, Luke chapter 8 verse 15 actually further explains the good soil.
在路加福音八章十五节那里面进一步解释什么是好土。
Where that it says, The good soil holds the word fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience.
那里提到说，那落在好土里面的，就是人听得到，持守在诚实善良的心里面，并且忍耐的结实。
Yeah, hold fast in an honest and good heart.
持守在诚实善良的心里面。
And bear fruit with patience.
并且忍耐的结实。
So we this is the condition of heart that we need.
这是我们的心所需要有的光景。
We also need to be aware of the enemy's attack and plots shown in other three conditions.
我们也需要看见仇敌的攻击和他的计谋，就像在那个杀猪的比喻里面其他三种光景一样。
And we can see the enemy's attack is not only during certain time or certain day of the year.
我们知道说仇敌来攻击我们，他没有选择特定的日子、特定的时候来攻击我们。
It's anytime.
他是任何时候都准备来攻击我们。
Therefore, we need to be careful of our heart's condition.
所以我们对我们心的光景，我们要很小心，要很留意。
And the Lord says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear."
主告诉我们说，有耳可听的就应当听。
So this second point, I can give the subtitle.Is the what the God the Father told the disciples, listen to him.
然后做关于的第二点的话呢，总结一下就是说要听主的话。
Listen to him.
要听他。
The third point.
第三个点。
The third point about abundant life is regarding multiply.
关于这个丰盛的生命的第三个点就是说我们需要结果子，我们需要生养众多。
And then it's very simple.
这非常简单。
Death.
就是死
Death.
就是死
Yeah. Actually, all three points are very simple.
实际上我们这三个点都很简单。
Now, this may sound strange, but it is it's a truth in the Bible.
也许听起来很奇怪，但是在圣经里面这是个真理。
I'm not referring to physical death or spiritual death.
我不是提到说我们这个身体的死亡或者我们灵性的死亡。
But it's to die to self.
这里面是说向自己死。
This is the way of the cross.
这是十字架的道路。
Lord Jesus said in John chapter 12, verse 24, maybe we should read that together.
主耶稣在约翰福音十二章二十四节里说
Yeah, so I'll read it in English first and my brother will read it in Chinese.
我来读英文，我弟兄会来读中文。
Yeah, John chapter 12, verse 24.
十二章，约翰福音十二章二十四节。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies,It remains alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit.
我实在告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒，或是死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
So here we see a contrast.
这里我们看见一个对比。
One versus many.
一个对许多个。
If our Lord wanted to keep himself,
如果我们的主要保全他自己的话，
then God the Father will always.Will forever only has one son.
那我们的天父就只能有一个儿子。
He will never have many sons.
他就不会有许多的儿子。
But our Lord Jesus was willing to give up himself and die.
但是我们的主愿意把他自己献上，为我们死。
And therefore, there are much fruit being produced, including you and me.
所以就有许多的生命的果子结出来，包括你和我。
This is the way to multiply.
这就是生养众多的那个道路。
This spiritual principle was true to our Lord, but it is also true to each one of us.
这个属灵的原则对我们的主来说是真实的，对我们自己来说也是真实的。
Just as Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, that death is at work in us, but life in you.
就像保罗在哥林多后书第四章这里面说的，死在你们身上发，生死在我自己身上发动，生在你们身上发动。
Yeah. Die to self.Not only that gives the Lord freedom to work in us.
向自己死，我们不光给主这个自由，能够在我们身上工作。
But and that will increase our capacity. That will cause us to grow.
这就是实际上这个工作能够增加我们的度量，使我们生命成长。
But also allows the Lord to make us a blessing to others.
并且能够允许主使用我们做那个祝福来祝福其他人。
And will bring life to many other people.
还把生命带给许多其他的人。
So in a short conclusion, these three points or three elements.
我们总结来说，这三个方面。
One, in the path of righteousness.
第一个就是走在公义的路上。
Two, listen to him.
第二个就是要听他。
Three, we can say take up the cross.
第三个点就是要来背起自己的十字架。
This will help us to receive and to experience the abundant life that Lord Jesus is restoring in us.
如果我们这样做的话呢，就能帮助我们能够来经历，能够来接受到主要在我们身上做那个恢复的工作，并且把我们的生命恢复得更丰盛。
Yeah, so we see that in this first aspect of the parable.
我们就看见说在这个比喻里面的第一个方面。
When the shepherd saved the lost sheep,
当那个牧人把羊给救回来的时候，
he's restoring the life of the sheep to its abundance.
他把那个羊的生命给挽救回来，挽救到一个丰盛的光景。
And the Lord says, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.
主告诉我们说，你们和我们一同欢喜快乐吧，因为我把那迷失的羊找回来了。
There's a great joy in heaven when a lost man's life is fully restored to God's purpose.
当一个罪人悔改的时候，在天上会有极大的欢喜快乐。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
so we're in at the very end of the age.
我们已经到了时候的末了。
I pray that we all hear the Lord's voice.
我祷告说，我们每一个人都能听见主的声音。
So He can restore us fully.
他可以把我们能够完全的恢复过来。
And we do not have just a little of life.
那我们每一个人不光只有一点点的生命。
But we all have abundant life.
那我们每一个人都有丰盛的生命。
That will bring much joy to our Father's heart.
当我们有这样的观点出现的时候，我们的父亲在天上，他的欢喜是极大的欢喜。
Yeah. If the Lord's willing, we'll talk about the other two restoration in the future.
如果主许可的话，将来我们有机会再来分享这个预言的其他两方面。
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
早晨给我们有这段时间，我们能够聚集在他的面前。
But this morning he gave us this time to gather before him.
刚才我们的弟兄跟我们分享的很重要的一个学习。
Our brother just now shared with us a very important practice.
在生命中，我们实在是要来有这样子的学习。
And that in our lives, we need to have this practice.
那我继续在相同的负担里面我做继续交通我自己的感受。
In the same burden, I will continue fellowship on what I have.
从今年三月开始到现在。
From the beginning of this year in March until now.
政府为了控制疫情的蔓延。
In order to control the pandemic,
好像采取了一些政策和措施。
The government has had some regulations and restrictions.
在有些时期的时候。
And in some times,
只有所谓不可缺少的商店或工作可以继续对外营业。
Only essential businesses and businesses and workers can go to work.
如果你的公司不在这个名单中。
And if your business is not among this list,
那你就不能去办公室或去营业的地点上班。
And you're not able to go to your workplace to go to work.
但每一个人对所谓不可缺少的工作的定义不同。
But everyone's definition of what is essential might differ.
并不见得大家都彼此同意我们的的名单。
And may not agree on that list of essential businesses.
但甚至我们也不能完全赞同政府的名单。
And maybe we don't completely always understand the list from the government.
常常我们都是觉得我们的自己的工作是不可缺少。
And we always think that our own business is essential.
在我们的日常生活中一些的决定都是从自我的角度。
In our lives, the decisions that we make are from our perspective.
或者自己的利益冲突来做衡量。
Or making decisions according to our own logic.
这也导致了一些混乱。
And this can cause some chaos.
也带来社会的动荡。
And bring some turmoil.
所以我也在思考。
So I've also been thinking.
在疫情的这段期间中。
That in this time that we've been in the pandemic.
我们基督徒的生活。
Our lives as Christians.
到底哪些是不可缺少的。
What are the things that are essential?
所以我今天的交通是从我们主耶稣在地上所说的两句话我们一起来思考。
So my sharing today is from two words that our Lord Jesus spoke while he was on earth.
在这个特殊的时候。
In this unprecedented time.
疫情还在蔓延的时候。
And while the pandemic is still ongoing.
作为彼此的勉励跟提醒。
May this be a reminder and an encouragement.
那我们先读两处经文。
Let's read together two passages.
好，第一处是从路加福音十章四十一节跟四十二节。
The first one is from Luke chapter 10 verses 41 and 42.
好，耶稣回答马大，回答说，马大，马大，你为许多事思虑烦恼，但不可缺少的只有一件事。玛利亚已经拣选那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
那第二段经文也在路加福音18章22节。
The second passage is also from Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verse 22.
耶稣听见了就说，你还缺少一件，要变卖你一切所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。
Now when Jesus heard this, he said to them, "One thing you still lack. Sell all that you possess and distribute the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me."
我相信很多弟兄姐妹都，对主讲第一段经文的背景都非常熟悉。
I trust that many brothers and sisters are familiar with the context, in which he spoke in the first passage we read.
马大接耶稣到他家里。
Martha brought Jesus into her home.
虽然她的心意是让主舒舒服服地接受她的招待。
And her heart was to bring him in and have him be comfortable as she hosted.
但是事后的事多。
But she had many things to do.
就显得心里忙乱。
And her heart became chaotic.
不得安息。
And distracted and not at rest.
主也指出她是为许多事思虑烦恼。
And because of these things, she was distracted.
我们可以看到马大为着许多事情忙碌到了一个地步，她失去里面的喜乐。
Martha was so distracted with all of these things that to a point where her heart was no longer joyful.
她开始里面也抱怨。
And she began to have some complaints.
我们也可以这样子理解。
We can also understand.
马大开始把重心放在事情的上面。
Martha began to put her focus on the things she needed to do.
当事情超过了我们能力的时候，
But when those things become more than we can handle,
里面就开始焦虑,
our hearts become weary,
而失去服侍主的喜乐,
and forego that joy in serving the Lord.
玛利亚体会主的心意,
Mary understood the Lord's heart.
她留在主的跟前,
she stayed before his presence,
一面陪伴主,
and stayed with him,
一面活在交通里,
and lived in fellowship.
这样做就满足了主。
And this satisfied the Lord.
在这段疫情的时候，
In this pandemic,
我们生活也遭受很多的影响。
Our lives have been affected greatly as well.
不管是在工作上，或者是孩子的学习上。
No matter if it's our work situation or in our children's schooling.
跟我们在疫情之前有很大的不同。
Everything is very different.
也带来很多的不方便。
And may have brought many inconveniences.
我们也为着疫情的状况担忧。
And we are wary of the situation.
也做了很多预备的工作。
And we are worried and have done a lot of preparation.
好叫我们能够应付目前这个疫情的状况。
In order to face the situation we are in with the pandemic.
但是时间过来。
But time has passed.
当疫情并没有好转太多的时候。
And it doesn't seem like things have gotten better.
我们到了一个地步也开始像马大一样忧虑的很多。
Maybe we also have these complaints like Martha.
失去了平安与喜乐。
That we've foregone the peace and the joy.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们主兴起各样子的环境，
God uses all sorts of outside circumstances.
为着是要我们学习依靠主，学习住在他里面，
In order for us to learn how to rely on him and abide in him.
所以在属灵的生活上，我们不会饥饿与干渴。
So that we would not thirst or be famished in our spiritual matters.
在阿摩斯书第八章十一节里面说到。
In Amos chapter 8 verse 11.
人饥饿非因无饼，干渴非因无水。乃因不听耶和华的话。
When I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread or thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord.
愿我们能够学习像玛利亚一样。
May we learn to be like Mary.
坐在主脚前。
To sit before the Lord's feet.
听主的话。
To hear his word.
明白主的心。
To understand his will.
所以我们不会陷入邻里饥饿与干渴的光景。
So we would not have this condition of being famished or of thirst.
我们能够学习时刻住在主里。
But that we could learn to abide in him.
每天经历他的供应。
To experience his work each and every day.
我们每天所读的圣经不仅只是一个道理。
the word that we read, the scripture that we read every day is not just a teaching.
也是在我们生活中能够经历的啊实际。
It's not just a knowledge, but it is a reality we can live out in our lives.
在17世纪。
In the 17th century.
有一个弟兄叫劳伦斯。
A brother Aunt, or Lawrence.
他是一位爱慕神，一生操练活在主面前的。
Was a man who loved the Lord and lived in his presence, learned to live in his presence every day.
他虽然只在修道院的厨房工作。
Even though he was only a kitchen worker at a monastery.
但是他让我们看到，借着在厨房里面大大小小的事。
But he allowed us to see that in all small and large matters in the kitchen.
他也可以来学习住在主里。
He could also learn to abide in Christ.
与主同行，与主交通。
Be of the same will and to fellowship with him.
我们生活里面的喜乐与满足。
Our hearts or our lives may be filled with joy or sorrow.
不是用我们拥有多少外面看得见或者算得出来的东西。
But it's not because of the things that we have from the outside or the things that we can count that we have.
也不是靠着我们的感觉。
And it's not according to our feelings.
乃是在于我们能不能够住在主里。
But our contentment is dependent on whether or not we can abide in Christ.
听到主的话。
To hear his word.
明白主的心。
To understand his will.
这个操练不仅仅只是大人。
This exercise, this lesson is not just for adults.
孩子们也能够在生活中有这样子的经历。
But children can also experience this in your life.
神的话语是跟我们每天的生活是息息相关的。
That God's word relates to our everyday life.
所以在基督徒中基督徒不可缺少的一件事就是学习住在主里听主的话。
So one thing that is essential to Christians is to live, to abide in Christ and to hear his word.
在第二段经文里面我们看到有一个富有的少年官。
In our second passage, we see that there's a young rich ruler.
他从小就遵行律法所有的规定。
Who kept all the commandments from his youth.
但主对他说他还缺少一件事。
But Jesus spoke to him and said that he still lacked one thing.
就是要变卖所有的分给穷人就必有财宝在天上还要来跟从耶稣。
To sell that all that he possesses, to distribute his money to the poor and that he would have treasure in heaven and to follow Jesus.
结果这个少年官就忧忧愁愁地离开。
But after this, he heard these things and he was sad and departed.
从人的角度
From man's perspective,
这个少年官满足了很多律法的要求。
This young rich ruler fulfilled many requirements of the law.
以为靠着这些就可以得着生命。
And thought that he could gain eternal life relying on these things.
实际上他很难脱离地对他的吸引。
But in truth, he was unable to let go of the things of his heart.
他无法明白只有主是被最宝贵的。
He didn't understand that the Lord was the most precious.
是我们生命唯一的根据。
And the only source of life in our life.
得到主才能够得到生命。
To gain Christ is to gain life.
所以让我们学习以神让我们学习以神为至宝。
So may we, learn that Christ is precious.
单单的要神自己。
And that we would desire after him alone.
是主先爱的我们。
Is he who loved us first.
我们才能够爱主。
That we are able to love him.
当我们知道主的爱是何等的长阔高深的时候。
When we understand how great and deep and wide our Father's love is.
我们里面就有 越渴望能够学习住在他的里面。
Then we would have more of a desire to abide in him.
当我们越住在他里面的时候。
The more that we abide in him.
我们就越知道神是我们的一切。
The more that we understand that he is our all.
我们也愿意把自己所有的一切全然地摆在主的身上。
And that we would then in turn be willing to offer all before him.
我们在前面说到玛利亚渴慕主。
Before we talked about Mary who sought after the Lord.
愿意住在主里。
And who was willing to abide in him.
听主的话。
To hear him.
她里面有一颗爱主的心让她能够有这样子的学习。
She had a heart for, that loved the Lord, which allowed her to do these things.
如果我们看到最后在马可福音里面 有提到。
And later on we see that in the Gospel of Mark.
那今天我就不念这个经节。
I won't read this passage today.
然后到最后把那最宝贵她最宝贵的香膏就倒在 主的头上。
But she came to a point where she poured her precious perfume upon the Lord.
得到主很大的很大的满足。
And it gave our Lord Jesus great satisfaction.
他知道什么是神所喜悦的。
She understood what he desired.
在这次的疫情中神兴起这个环境。
So So in the middle of this pandemic, he's given us these circumstances.
让神的儿女能够转向他。
To allow God's children to return to him.
让我们学习来依靠主。
To learn to rely on him.
要学习住在他的里面。
To learn to abide in him.
与他同行，听他的话。
To work, walk with him and to hear his word.
进一步我们能够更爱主。
So that we could love him deeper.
更明白主的心。
To understand his will more.
也就是教会要预备整齐。然后迎接他的再来。
So that the church could be made ready and prepared for his return.
虽然在这一段期间
Even though in this time,
我们没办法聚集在会所一起来侍奉敬拜主。
We can't gather here in person together to worship and praise him.
但是借着网络上的方式聚会
But through our online meetings,
那我们的聚会生活不至于停顿。
That our meeting, our church life cannot be interrupted.
有些弟兄姐妹一周参加的次数
Some brothers and sisters attend meetings in 1 week.
好像也比以往来的多好来的正常。
More than they seem to were able to before.
为此我们感谢我们的主。
We do thank the Lord for this.
他的恩典跟怜悯实在是够我们用。
That his grace and mercy are enough.
在这样子的环境中他还预备他的自己的灵粮来供应我们。
That he gave enough to sustain us even in this time.
愿主在每一位弟兄姐妹身上所做的工都是真实的。
May God's work in each brother and sister be real.
我们都愿意把自己摆上。
That we would all be willing to offer ourselves up.
挪去地上所有的拦阻我们与主相亲的事。
To let go of all the things that hinder us.
来跟随主。
Following him so that we could follow Jesus.
在耶利米书二章十三节里面说到。
In Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13.
因为我的百姓做的两件恶事。
Says that for my people have committed two evils. They've
就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
They have abandoned me, the fountain of living waters, to carve out for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that do not hold water.
主对以色列人责备说，他们为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能储水的。
God rebuked the Israelites that they carved out broken cisterns that did not hold water for themselves.
让我们学习积财宝在天上。
May we learn to store up our treasure in heaven.
唯有那个才是能够长存的。
Only that is eternal.
地上跟其上之物都要过去。
Things of this earth will pass away.
如果我们在地上努力，为着地上的事努力。
If we only put our efforts for the things of this world.
就像当初以神对以色列人的责备。
It will just as be as God spoke to the Israelites.
我们也许找了一个不能储水的池子。
That perhaps we have carved out broken cisterns.
我们聚会是因着主。
Our meetings are for the Lord.
也是为着主。
And they are because of the Lord.
不是因着我们方便。
They're not because of convenience.
也不是为着满足我们自己。
And not to satisfy ourselves.
我在年轻的时候在台湾当过差不多两年的兵。
When I was younger, I was in the military for almost 2 years in Taiwan.
在部队中有一个要求。
There was one requirement in that time.
就是每天早晨起床后。
But in the morning, every morning as after we woke up.
要把棉被折成像豆腐那样的有棱有角。
That we had to fold our comforter into the shape of like a tofu block. Yeah. With corners and creases.
Yeah, 我不晓得这个是真的很像豆腐。
It really looked like
tofu. 因为那时候里面被我们都是用白色的。
It really looked like tofu because the comforters were white.
因着外面环境的要求。
Because of outward requirements and circumstances.
我们别有选择。
We had no choice.
就只能遵守这个规定。
So we held fast to this rule.
养成习惯，天天把棉被折成像豆腐一般。
And daily folded our blankets into looking like tofu.
但是问题就出在这里。
But the problem here.
当我一退伍以后。
Is the minute I was discharged.
这个要求不在的时候。
And this requirement was no longer here.
这个习惯马上从我的生活中消失了。
This habit quickly disappeared from my life.
在退伍的隔一天。
The day I was discharged. The day after I was discharged.
我不再做豆腐了。
I no longer made tofu.
到现在从来没有再做过一次。
And I've never done it since then.
所以我们看。
So we can see.
因着外面环境所产生的果效。
that because of the results of my outside circumstances,
往往只是暂时的,
it was really only temporary.
唯有从心里接受相信,
only things that have been made a change in our heart,
哦, 这个果效才能够持久,
can the change be lasting.
哦, 愿在这段疫情的中间,
may our time here in the pandemic,
神在每一位弟兄姐妹里面所做的,
the work that God is doing each brother and sister be real and lasting.
当疫情过后,
after the pandemic passes,
这些真实的工作,
the real work
要继续显在我们的生活中,
will continue to be manifested in our lives.
渴慕住在主里,
that we would continue to long to abide in him.
警醒并预备,
and be prepared.
让我们能够脱离地的吸引与捆绑,
you would be able to not be encumbered by this world,
好叫我们能够得着主,
so we could gain Christ,
让我们能够像那五个聪明的童女一样,
that we could be like the five wise virgins,
预备灯油,
that we would prepare oil,
准备迎接主的再来,
to prepare to receive our Lord Jesus' return.
所以今天呢我们看到,
so today we see,
在主从主的话中, 我们看到两个好像我们的生活中不可缺少的两件事,
that in his word we see two things that are essential,
就是我们需要学习住在主里,
one that we need to learn to abide in Christ,
要听他的话,
to hear his word.
第二个不可缺少的是我们要得着主,
the second essential matter is that we need to gain Christ,
我们要能够看到主的宝贵,
that we can see his preciousness,
我们能够看到主, 的爱,
that we can see his love,
好叫我们能够舍去我们自己的一切,
so we can lay aside all of that we have,
我们愿意全心跟从主, 仰望主的恩典,
and that we would wholeheartedly follow after him.
在这个末后最后的时刻,
in these end times,
弟兄们一再地提醒我们,
brothers have continuously reminded us,
我们需要预备,
that we need to be prepared,
因为我们知道主来的日子实在是近了,
because we know truly that the Lord's return is close,
当我们见主面的时候,
and that when we see him,
因为我们里面都有像五个聪明一样有灯油的预备,
that we would be like those five wise virgins, that our lamps would have oil,
我们能够欢欢喜喜地与主, 进到那个欢宴,
that we could joyfully join with him,
所以我们也不会有懊悔,
so we would have no regrets.
愿这段时间, 这些环境是操练我们, 练进我们的工作,
so that during this time, the circumstances are teaching us and guiding us.
那我们能够在这个环境中, 我们实在是持守主所要我们持守的,
and that in these times, we could gain and learn the things that God wants us to.
愿主自己祝福他的话语,
may God bless his own word.
Yeah, 我想我今天的交通就停在这里,
I think my sharing today will end here.
我们今天是结束的比较早,
today we've ended a little bit earlier.
那我想主的话有多少我们就交通多少,
I think whatever however much word that God gives is how much we'll fellowship on.
好, 那我们再有一点祷告,
let's have a word of prayer.
主我们感谢我们赞美你,
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
你是爱我们的主,
you are God who loves us.
你从来没有离开过我们,
and you have never left us.
虽然在外面这个环境险恶的时候,
even though outside is, our outside circumstances are chaotic,
有时候我们觉得我们感觉不到主的时候,
and sometimes we feel like we can't feel your presence.
你还是在我们的当中,
you are still among us.
你还是继续做那拯救, 做那恩典的工作,
and you are still doing the work of saving and of redeeming.
你借着这个环境, 你让我们知道我们实在是需要你,
and through these experiences and circumstances, you allow us to know that we truly need you.
愿早晨这些话语, 你自己继续做那, 做那奇妙的工作,
through these words, we pray that you would continue to do your own amazing work.
那我们心中实在是有一个渴望, 像玛利亚一般, 能够学习住在你的里面,
that in our hearts we would be like Mary, that we would want and long to abide in you,
愿意来听你的话,
to be willing to hear you,
我们愿意实在是把我们自己所有的都摆在你的面前,
that we would be willing to place all that we have before you.
主你知道我们的心,
Lord, you know our hearts,
你知道我们是软弱的,
you know how weak we are,
求你自己来坚固,
May you encourage.
我把每一个弟兄姐妹把自己都交通在你的哦，都交托在你的手中。
You place every brother and sister into your hands.
保愿你继续做工在我们的里面。
That you would continue to do the work in us.
只等到你再来的日子。
Until that day that you return.
我们把一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
We give you all glory and worship.
我们在祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all these things in your precious name.
阿门。
阿门。
好，那在结束之前，我们还是有一些简短的报告。
Before we end, we still have a couple of short announcements.
啊，这个周间的聚会还是照常。
Our weekday meetings are still as usual.
哎呀，周二的祷告聚会，周五的啊读经聚会，周六的啊东南区的聚会都一样。
Our Tuesday night prayer meeting, our Friday night Bible study, and our Saturday Southeast District Bible study are all as usual.
我们感谢主能够借在用这个方式，让我们这个聚会能够照常的进行。
We thank the Lord that through these formats, our meetings are able to go on as normal.
啊，愿弟兄姐妹实在是把握这样子的机会，让我们能够在这段时间与弟兄姐妹聚集在一起。
May brothers and sisters be able to hold on to these times and find them precious that we can still gather before the Lord.
那主日早晨各组也有一些薄饼聚会。
On Sunday mornings, different groups also have breaking of bread meeting.
那下个主日是洪忠弟兄跟 Stephen Philip 弟兄交通。
Next Sunday, Brother John Hong and Brother Stephen Phillips are sharing.
张立邦弟兄跟李世博弟兄翻译。
Brothers Ben Chang and Sipu Lee are interpreting.
请为我们弟兄们的服事祷告。
Please pray for our brother's services.
那儿童的聚会还是照常。
The children's meetings are also as usual.
礼拜五从七点到七点四十五。
Friday night from 7 p.m. to 7:45.
主日聚会从十二点到十二点五十。
And Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon from 12 to 12:50 p.m.
那在我们的教会的网页上还有一些代祷的事项跟提醒，请弟兄姐妹自己到我们的 website 能够看。
There are some prayer reminder or prayer requests and reminders on our website, so we ask if brothers and sisters would access the website on your own to take a look.
好，我们今天的报告也就停在这里。
We'll end our announcements here.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
祝福大家。
May He bless everyone.